Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called God is in the Whisper. This is Elijah Part 7 and comes from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 18, and James chapter 4, verse 8. I want to shout out a great big thank you to our newest Patreon supporters, Krista, Sarah, Greg, Emily, Shelby, Misty, Maciel, Jen, Diana, and Random T. Your support is what is allowing families to download this podcast over 276,000 times last month alone for free. So thank you. For those of you that have your activity sheets or coloring pages ready, go ahead and get them for today's episode. We do need your support and are asking if your family has enjoyed this to please check it out on kbspodcast.com. Now, let's get started. To better understand who Elijah is and all the incredible events that have happened to get us to this point, make sure to listen to any Elijah episodes you may have missed. Last week, we heard Jezebel send Elijah scary news, threatening him. Elijah told God he'd had enough. So he found a cave and spent the night hiding there. Hello? We pick up our story here. Elijah went into the cave and stayed all night. There he hid in the damp, dark cave. A few rocks hung from the ceiling, dripping water ever so slowly. Other than that, it was quiet. But then, the Lord spoke his word to Elijah.
Elijah, why are you here?
Elijah answered,
Lord, God of heaven's armies, I've always served you the best I could, but the people of Israel, they've broken their agreement with you. They've destroyed your altars and they've killed your prophets with swords. I'm the only prophet left. And now they're going to try and kill me too.
Hold on, listeners. Is he actually the only prophet left? Didn't we hear about Obadiah hiding 100 prophets in the caves just a few episodes ago?
Yes.
Yep. And listen for the end of this story, because you'll hear that God always has a plan. Listen to how many people are still faithful, who he's set apart. Okay, let's keep going and hear how God will respond to this. Then the Lord said to Elijah,
Go. Stand in front of me on the mountain, and I will pass by you.
Suddenly, a very strong wind blew. It tore the mountains apart and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, There was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, there was a voice, a soft whisper. When Elijah heard it, he covered his face with his coat, walked out, and stood at the entrance to the cave. Then a voice said to him,
"Elijah, what are you doing here?"
Elijah answered,
"Lord, God of heaven's armies, I've always served you the best I could, but the people of Israel, they've broken their agreement with you. Father, they've destroyed your altars. They've killed your prophets with swords, and I'm the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too."
The Lord said back to him,
"Go back to the road that leads to the desert around Damascus. Enter the city. There, pour oil on Hazael to make him king over Syria. Then pour oil on Jehu to make him king over Israel. Next, pour oil on Elisha. He will be a prophet in your place. I have left 7,000 people living in Israel. Those 7,000 have never bowed down to Baal. Their mouths have never kissed him."
Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. God is going to replace Elijah with a new prophet. What is his name?
Elisha.
Yes. God told him to go find Elisha, and he will replace him. So, these names sound a lot alike, don't they? We've been learning about Elijah. Everyone say his name.
Elijah.
Good. And sometimes you might hear his name said, Elijah. But this is someone different that we're meeting. Now everyone say, Elisha. Sha, 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 sha. Elisha.
Elisha.
Great. Elisha will be his replacement. I wonder if Elijah felt relief and joy when God told him this news. Because remember in our last episode, he had had enough. And now God is showing him this plan, that he has a replacement. When God told Elijah to go outside, what did he send? Name some of those things out loud.
The earth shook.
Yes. God sent a wind so fierce that it broke rocks apart. Then an earthquake and then fire. These events remind me that God is all-powerful. I mean, there is no one who can just speak and make that happen. Even though his power should make us tremble in awe and respect, there is also a perfect love with it. Here's what I mean. In those almighty events that we heard about, the Bible said, "But the Lord was not in it." Where was he? He was in the whisper. Is a whisper loud or quiet?
Quiet.
So do you have to be close to hear it?
Yes.
Precisely. See, God was so close to Elijah that Elijah could hear his whisper. This scripture is beautiful to me because it shows me what a loving Father God is. Instead of scolding Elijah or making him feel bad for being afraid, what does God do? He whispers to him.
"Elijah, what are you doing here?"
I don't hear that as,
"Ugh, what are you doing here again? Stop being such a whiny baby."
No, I hear it as a father sitting down next to his frustrated child and saying,
"Hey, you know I love you. Please tell me, what are you doing here?"
The same God who could create a wind to crush rocks, make an earthquake and fire, that Almighty God wants to talk with him, have a relationship. That should make us grateful. God draws us to him. Let's praise the Lord for this. The Bible also tells us in the book of James,
"Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you."
Wow! This week, you too can draw near to God. How? The Bible is his word, so that's one way. But also, we can do what Elijah did, and just talk with him. You can pray to God anytime, anywhere, and he will be near, listening. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you so much for joining us. I am so proud of you all for listening to this and learning your Bible. God's word is incredible. It truly will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Thanks again for listening. And, as always, bye for now.